Thank you, and again, welcome to the November 9th Mesa City Council meeting. We will begin the meeting by inviting Ahmed Mizra from the Foundation for Islamic Education to come forward and offer the invocation. We'd invite everyone to stand for the invocation. Following the invocation, Scout Cameron Alexander from Troop 404 will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you very much, Mayor. My name is Dr. Ahmed Mizra. I represent Naqshbandiya Foundation for Islamic Education, which is a Sufi organization. It's a spiritual aspect of Islam. And I just do the translation of the opening chapter of Quran, which goes like this. In the name of God, the most compassionate and merciful, praise to be God, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds and all that exists, the source of compassion, mercy, and love, rule on the day of reckoning. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we ask for help. Here, worship also includes the acts of goodness, compassion, love, serving God's creation and creatures. Here, we are seeking God's help to transform ourselves and the world around us. Guide us on the straight path, the path of those who have received your grace, path of the prophets, Adam, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon them. This is the path of guidance and love, not the path of those who brought down wrath, not of those who wander astray, not the path of destruction, violence, and hate. Amen. Thank you very much for inviting me to this meeting.
Thank you, Dr. Mizra.
Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you again, Dr. Mizra, and to Cameron for getting our meeting started well. First item on our agenda is awards, recognitions, and announcements. Councilmember Luna, I think you have an announcement for us.
Thank you, Mayor. I wanted to introduce Samuel Flores, if you wouldn't mind standing, Samuel, Crystal Garnica, and Leslie Reese. They are from the Benedictine Leadership Program, and I want to welcome you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. The first item on our agenda is the reading of the consent agenda. We invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read the agenda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Desert Diamond Distillery, one-day craft distillery festival, Saturday, November 21st, 4601 East Dolphin Avenue. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for usual suspects. Suspects Law Enforcement Motorcycle Club, Arizona Chapter, one-day charitable event, Saturday, November 14th, 1860 South Stapley Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Tombstone Distillery, one-day craft distillery event, Saturday, November 21st, 4601 East Dolphin Avenue. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Tombstone Wine Works, one-day wine festival, Saturday, November 21st, 4601 East Dolphin Avenue. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Sun Devil Cellar, 235 North Country Club Drive. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Sun Devil Liquor, 235 North Country Club Drive. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for K-Town, 1832 West Broadway Road. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for Rosati's Pizza, 1035 North Ellsworth Road. Item 3I, act on liquor license application for Stuffrageous Stuff Burgers, 1036 West Southern Avenue. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase one addition and one replacement light-duty truck with service bodies for the facility's maintenance department. The replacement vehicle funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund, the additional vehicles funded by the General Fund. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase replacement transport van for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by the Capital General Fund. Item 4C, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for parking lot sweeping for city facilities as requested by the facility's maintenance department. Item 4D, act on three-year term contract for emergency medical supplies for the fire and medical department. Item 4E, act on three-year term contract for waterproof parts for electric parts for the materials and supply warehouse for the energy resources department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase two replacement light-duty cab and chassis vehicles with utility beds for the energy resources department. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase one replacement material handling lift truck for the water resources department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase one replacement five-yard heavy-duty construction dump truck for the water resources department. Funding for items 4F, 4G, and 4H is from the utility replacement extension and renewal fund. Item 4I, act on three-year term contract for streetlight painting services for the transportation department. Item 4J, act on correction to the award for the purchase of one replacement front loader with box scraper for the water resources department. This is funded by the utility replacement extension and renewal fund. Item 4K, act on three-year term contract for special events management services for various city departments as requested by the Public Information and Communications Department. Item 5A, act on the following insurance contracts and bond. For the purchase of property, liability, cyber risk, airport, aircraft, workers' compensation insurance, and workers' compensation surety bond citywide. For the purchase of excess liability insurance from Travelers Insurance for $10 million in excess of the city's $3 million self-insured retention. For the purchase of second-layer excess liability insurance from Scottsdale Insurance Company for an additional $15 million in liability coverage. For the purchase of third-layer excess liability insurance from Navigators Insurance Company for an additional $25 million in liability coverage. For the purchase of property insurance from Travelers Insurance with coverage of $300 million per occurrence and a $50,000 deductible. For the purchase of cyber risk insurance from Illinois Union Insurance Company with coverage of $10 million per occurrence and a $150,000 deductible. For the purchase of airport liability and aircraft liability and hull insurance from AIG with a coverage of $100 million per occurrence at a zero deductible for a three-year term. For the purchase of excess workers' compensation insurance from Safety National Casualty Corporation with a self-insured retention for $1 million per accident injury illness policy limit. And for the purchase of the workers' compensation self-insured surety bond through Travelers Casualty and Surety Company of America for the rate of $6 per $1,000. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into insurance agreements to renew the property, liability, cyber risk, aircraft, and airport insurance coverages for two annual renewal periods if the cost of the renewal does not exceed a 2.5% increase. Item 6A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a First Amendment to the intergovernmental agreement with the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community for the receipt and distribution of additional Proposition 202 funds to be used for city services and programs. Item 6B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept funds made available through a grant agreement with the National Endowment for the Arts for the Mesa Arts Center for fiscal year 2015-2016. The funds provided for the Jazz A to Z program for students and teachers and the integration of jazz in schools' traditional history curriculum. Item 6C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept funds made available through a grant agreement with the Arizona Commission on the Arts for the Mesa Arts Center programming, including outreach education for fiscal year 2015-2016. Item 6D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into the Entente Intergovernmental Agreement with the Maricopa County Department of Transportation. This agreement allows for the cooperative exchange of goods and services related to routine or emergency highway roadway maintenance. Item 6E, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept a grant award from the Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs for overtime, equipment, and training for DNA backlog reduction for the Police Department's Forensic Services Division. Item 6F, act on resolution approving and authorizing a city manager to enter into a sub-receipt agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept funding for equipment and training for the Police Department's Rapid Response Task Force. Item 6G, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-recipient agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept funding for a vehicle, recurring fees, and training to support and sustain the Police Department's Homeland Security Unit. Item 6H, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a sub-recipient agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept funding for equipment and training for the police department's hazardous device team. Item 6I, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission to accept funding for equipment and training for the police department's forensic services division. Item 6J, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the police department associated with vehicle usage for the the off-duty hiring program. Item 6K, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into contracts for the purchase of firm natural gas supplies, as well as a contract for associated gas management balancing and scheduling services. And item 7A, act on ordinance regarding Z15-026, the 7400 through 7600 blocks of East Southern Avenue, located at the northwest corner of Sossaman Road and Southern Avenue, rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a single residence subdivision. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak on any items on the consent agenda?
There are no requests, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. A motion has been made by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh and seconded by Councilmember Luna to approve the consent agenda. Please cast your vote. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda is item 8, items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests.
We do not. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. It's been moved by Vice Mayor Kavanaugh and seconded by Councilmember Glover to adjourn. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.